Okay, looks good. Now, first of all, I'd like to hear about how your family came to El Paso.
My mother and father came to El Paso in 1902. My father was a medical doctor, and my mother wouldn't go across the straight line, the state line, into the other state, so she made him stop in El Paso.
She was tired of traveling.
And he was going to practice in Arizona, but she didn't want to go to Arizona. She wanted to stay in Texas. So they stopped in El Paso, and he started his medical practice here in El Paso.
Could you tell me a little bit about the education of your parents?
My father was a medical doctor, a graduate from the University of Arkansas, and he practiced in the mountains, in the Sacramento Mountains. When he was first out of medical school, they needed a doctor so badly, and he went from town to town, little towns in those days, by horseback or buggy. That was the only way he could get, and he would have to go miles sometimes.
My goodness. What about your mother?
Well, when they moved here, my mother was a community activist, and she was just president of so many of the clubs and started them in El Paso.
Neat. Which clubs did she start?
The Woman's Club of El Paso.
My goodness.
I can't think of all of them right now. The Woman's Club and the garden clubs all over town and church organizations.
Wow, she was active.
Yes, she was.
Now, could you tell me a little bit about your education growing up in El Paso?
Well, I went to public schools, and we moved about in different areas because my father, when we had a home or a house and somebody came along and offered him more money for it, we moved. My poor little mother had to move to another place. And so I lived and my mother and father lived in many different areas in El Paso, from Sunset Heights. In Sunset Heights, I remember them holding me up on the porch to see Carranza's army march in down there in across from the hacienda in a grove down there where they camped to march in to take Juarez in the Mexican Revolution.
Yeah.
During the Mexican Revolution. And then we lived on Arizona Street. We lived on Cotton Avenue. And my father bought a farm up here, and he thought the farm would be good for my brother and I, so we moved up here. And in those days, he had to travel back and forth to El Paso to the hospitals and his patients, and it was too hard for him to drive so far in those days, the cars, you know. And then he sold what he had up here, and we moved to Isleta because he had property there that had been leased by the Army during the First World War to put in a station. There was word that the Army, the German Army, was planning to come up through Mexico into the United States, and so they were putting stations along the border. And there was one in Isleta, a cavalry post, that they rented from my father, this land in Isleta. And they built a water tank that would supply the whole lower valley. They built all the buildings, officers' quarters, and whatever they needed there. And my father had put in the contract with them that they had to return the property as they had found it.